Parshas Vayikra begins, this is the Hakdama, and begins, Teres Koinen begins, Avoida, and Besamigdosh, Avoida, Vakrovas, Korbanos. We have to be misbinding why the whole Asik and the Besamigdosh and the Mishkan was animals, was behemoths. Behemoths roaming around the whole time. What was the significance, and what was the Hashivas, and what was the covered, and what was the Inyan of the Ribuy of Hakrovas behemoths in the Besamigdosh, which was the Ikavoid in the Besamigdosh? Parshas Vayikra begins with the word Vayikra. Rashi read his Masbet, perhaps to give a different mahalach, why the Parsha, the Sefer Vayikra, is called Vayikra. Sefer of all the Akrovas Krobonis is called by the name Vayikra. The Pasuk says, Odom ki yakriv mikem korban. So Rashi says, and Chazal say, that Odom is referring to Odom Arishan. Why do we have to begin Hagdoma to Akrovas Krobonis with Odom Arishan? But the answer to these inyanim, there's a very tifa nakuda, a very deep nakuda, which is a very, very important nakuda of Havodas Hashem, and it will also explain us the kesher of Parshas Vayikra to Purim. And this is based on a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis says, the Gemara is talking about the Kinyan Mashiach, and the Gemara says that there's two ways of Mashiach. Either you call the animal and it comes, or you hit it with a stick and it runs in front of you, runs to you, whatever. Those are the two ways of Mashiach. Ketzad b'Mashiach, Gemara in Kedushin Chof Beis Amud Beis, Ketzad b'Mashiach, Koyer la v'yibah, Oshikisha b'makal v'ratzis olafonov. By Eved, by Bikoin and Eved b'Mashiach, there's only one form. An Eved, you can't use a Koyer Lavihibo. If you call an Eved and he comes, just calling the Eved alone and him coming, that you're not coining it through Mashiach. Why can you acquire an Eved using Kinyan Mashiach by just calling him and coming? So Gemara says, Behema adata demora ozla. Eved adata de nafshei ka ozla. In other words, the Behema hasn't got its own das. So since the behemah doesn't have its own das, so therefore the behemah is going al das akoyre. So the behemah is going al das akoyre, the guy, the buyer of the animal who's calling it, and that's how the buyer is coining it. Mashenkin the eved adata the nafshe. If you call an eved, you want to acquire, buy an eved, and you call him and he comes, so he's coming mi das atzmoy. Since he's coming mi das atzmoy, therefore you can't be coining him by calling him. Calling can only be coiner an animal. The animal doesn't have its own das, and therefore he's called kuloi the coil of the koyre. That's what the Gemara says in Kedushin Chof Beis Amud Beis. Which is, Be'etzim and Pnimius teaches us a Moed Deki Yisod. There's two types of Avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an Avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu where a person has his own Das, but he's Machlit to do the Ratzon Hashem. Just like the Eved. You call him, he's going to you, he's coming to you, B'das Atzmoy. And therefore you can't be coined him a Kinyan Mashiach. So in other words, there's an Avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu where a person understands, or a person does Torah Mitzvahs, B'das Atzmoy. And then there's a darg of behema. And then there's a darg of behema. And darg of behema is that he hasn't got his own das. He goes kilu blindly to the one who's koire. That's a deeper darg in Avodis Hashem, where a person is like a behema. And Pasuk says in Tehillim, Odom behema daf peg lam dvav. I think Odom behema tishi Hashem. Right? We say in Shabbos Mincha in Tzidkos, Odom behema tishi Hashem. Chazal darshan, a person is meisim atzmik a behema. So what's the vote? What does it mean, a person's mesim atzmik a behemah? It means the deepest bittel is to a person make himself like a behemah. Which means that that's such a deep bit that he hasn't even got das. In other words, he knows this is what Ratzon Hashem is, and that's it, memela. HaKadosh Baruch is calling him, Hashem's calling him, telling him to do the mitzvahs. So maybe he does the mitzvahs even without das. He's sown his battle to HaKadosh Baruch until he hasn't got any das atzmik. What is a person contemplating when it comes to a nesoy, when it comes to a yitzhara? Yes, to do the aveira, not to do the aveira. Where is it that, how dare he has das atzmoy b'chlam? The ikar bittul is to be like a behemoth where there's no das atzmoy. It's kol kula, whatever the ratzon of Hashem is, that's what the person goes to, that's what the person wants. That's the beginning of Odom or behemoth to Shia Hashem. On one hand, Odom is Adam al-Elyon, that's why he's called Odom. It's a high madrega.
But on the other hand, Adam or Behemoth, if a Adam with all the godless and with all the miles of an Adam, but if he makes himself like a Behemoth when it comes to Avodas Hashem, then he's completely in his battle, mevatel his das, until it's not his das, until his das is the das of the Rabbeinu Shleilah, then Tashia Hashem. That's how Adam Rishon was created. Adam Rishon was created, like Chazal say in the Pasuk, Vayush Neim Arumim, Veloyis Peshashu. So the Sefarni explains, the Ramban discusses it in Parshas Nitzavim, that before the Chet of Adam Rishon, a person's natural instinct was Memela to do Ratzon Hashem. Adam Rishon was so bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his dargo was a dargo lemal min adas. There was nothing to contemplate Bichlal. He wasn't going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu adas atzmoy. He was completely, he reached such a level of bittl, he had such a level of bittl to Hashem, that it was keilu he didn't have das. Whatever the Ratzon Hashem is, Memela, that was automatically his Ratzon. Just like the Kenyan acquiring a behemoth through Mashiach, you call it and it comes because it hasn't got its own das. It's all the das of the Koyri. So too, Adam Rishon was kulei the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he didn't have his own das until he ate from the Eitz HaDas. And then he got his own das. And then it's different avoid than avoid of contemplating yes and no. But before the Chet, it was that darga. And therefore, the Vayu Shnei Marumim Beleis Peshoshu. And the Sephora says, every limb of theirs was automatically used for the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There wasn't anything else. There wasn't any other das to use it for anything else. And therefore, just like the Yad Smoil is a Bechinas Tefillin, so then there's a limb of a person that's for Mitzvahs Puruvu. And that's automatically for Puruvu. There's no other das other than the das of Hashem. That was the Dag of Adam Lifnei Achet. So the Dag of Adam Lifnei Achet was a Bechinah. Or like a bechina, like to be like with the same bittle as a behemoth. After the chet, it was different. After the chet, the person has his own das, and that's where we find that the Avos HaKadoshim that were masakin the chet of Adam Rishon. Chazal say Avos Heinein Amerkova. What does it mean Avos Heinein Amerkova? Mamish Al Yisod. Like it says in the beginning of Vayetze. V'hinei Hashem nitzav olav. Hashem was nitzav ol Yaakovinu. After the Brisbane Absorim, it says v'yal anakim mi'al avron. Kiru HaKadosh Baruch Hu's on them. So Chazal learned out from there. Obviously, heinei Merkava. Merkava is like a rider, a chariot. Somebody rides on an animal. And Chassidus explains, what does it mean? Obviously, heinei Merkava. Just like a person rides on an animal. Why do we ride on an animal and not on a person? besides practical issues, but the vort is, no, it's a tifa vort. The reason why you ride on an animal is because the animal won't cause you problems. The animal, wherever you want to go, that's where he'll go. He hasn't got his own das. An animal is automatically bottled to the das of the one riding on him. And that's the pshat. Adam ehenin, obvious, ehenin amerikova. Because Shmuel was riding on them. They were bechin of a behema. They were bechin of a behema. With their bittle to Hashem was a bechin of the bittle of a behema. Not stam, a bittle of an eved. That an eved has das atzmoy, like the Gemara and Kedushin Chav Beis. Rather, the dark of a behema. That it doesn't have its own das. Whatever the Ratzon Hashem is, that's the memele, their Ratzon. And that was the Madrego of Avraham Avinu. That was the Madrego of Yitzchok Avinu. And that's the sort of the Akedah. Akedah's Yitzchok was bringing up the Odom like a behema. In other words, Yitzchok Avinu going up as a Korban Oilam. Like a behemoth. In other words, they reached that shleimus where the bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was automatic, and that was nisgale by the Akedah. With all the pshatim, why the Akedah was the most difficult nesoyin, but according to what we're saying, this is good for the Akedah, was like the makim patish in this nakuta. When they reached the bittul of a behemoth, and made it, therefore there's no contemplating klal, yes or no. That was the darga. That was the madrega. Memela, all tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash, now that we know, the Chinuch says it, leiro panai reikon, to bring a behema, to show an eved that brings a doyren to his odoin. The whole Indian of coming to the melech, Beis HaMikdash is the armonia shel malka shel olam, coming to the melech. But the tiefkeit is not just coming as an eved, coming deeper than an eved, coming with an eved that not just an eved who has das atzmoy, but coming like an eved that hasn't even got das atzmoy, coming like an eved bevchinas behemoth that doesn't have das atzmoy. And now is the inyan. Now is the inyan of coming to the Beis HaMikdash with the korban with the behemoth, to be nisale to the dargo bittel of behemoth, other behemoth to Shia Hashem. And once you nisbatl, like a behema. So then, just by calling, you're acquiring the behema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us. That's the kriya, the difference between an Adam and a behema is that a behema you can acquire just by calling him. Because he hasn't got his own das. When Hashem calls us, we have to elevate ourselves to the darga where we don't have our own das to contemplate yes or no. We follow the Rabbeinu Shalom blindly, kilo. Lechtich acharei b'midbar be'eretz lezerua. We follow the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Follow the Kadosh Baruch Hu into the midbar. Be'eretz lezerua. Kadosh Baruch Hu called us. Took us out of Mitzrayim, and we followed the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bli das. There's no das to go out to the midbar. It's a mokem be'eretz lezerua. We came to the Beis Hamikdash. We came, and by bringing up the behemoth, we were mal ourselves to the darga of bittel to a level where we don't have our own das bittel. And therefore, Sefer Vayikra is called Vayikra. Vayikra means HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us, and we come to Hashem, it's at the Koyre Balmim, it's at the Koyre, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koina us, through just Koyre lo. And that only helps, by Behemo, hasn't got Das Atzmoy. So that's Nizgale, in the Sefer, Toyas Koinim, in Sefer Vayikra. The Vayikra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out, and that's how he's koina us, and that's the Dargah Behemo. And therefore it says, Adam ki yakriv mikem. The Adam, just like Adam Rishon, who was in that darga, ki yakriv mikem. We have to be makriv the mikem. We have to be makriv the chelik of us that does contemplate, the chelik that is shaykh to us. And we makriv that until all that's left is Ratzon Hashem. There's no us involved, bichlal. That's the darga of Purim. That's the darga of Adal Yoda on Purim. The madrega of Adal Yoda. We haven't got das. We haven't got das atzmoy. We follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyachol blindly. Without das. Esther said, Kasher avodati, avodati. This is what you want, Achashverosh? I'm Kasher avodati, avodati. I'm out of the picture here. I'm doing what you want me to do. I'm mevatel myself completely. Doing something without das. That's why Korban and Behemah is also Megala, the Nakud of Koifinoisha Hashemi Reitzani. Behemah is the Yid's Das is Dovuk completely with Rabban Shalom's Das. The Yid's Rotzen is completely Dovuk to Rabban Shalom's Rotzen. Sometimes there has to be a Pechenus Koifinoisha Hashemi Reitzani. Till he realizes that his Das is Memela blending in with the Das of HaKadosh Baruch, it's all one Das. Behemah is Megala, this Nakuda. Makinoisha Hashemi Reitzani, Yakruv Vaisal Reitzani. That we only have one Ratzon, our Ratzon is to do Ratzon Hashem. The other Ratzonis are not really our Ratzonis. Hamalik is Makatrik. Hamalik says, that Klal Yisrael, when they go against Hashem, they're doing it with a 100% clarity. This is their Das. They're doing it with 100% clarity. That's the Kitruk of Hamalik. That's the sod. Of Ashtiya Kados, Ein Oynes. There's no oynes. Everything they do is proper. Everything they do is b'meloi datoi. The tikkun to that is adal yoda. We call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we give our das back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adal yoda, we go higher than das. And that's the Purim. Purim is where we go higher than das. Purim is where we come ke'ilu b'chinah like a behemah. Complete his battles to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Yisod of Purim. Here there's an additional oimek as well. A Yid has to live with feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling him all the time. Every time he has a chance to do a mitzvah, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling him. But sometimes a Yid feels that he doesn't feel a kriya. Like the Baal Shem Tov says, that there's a baskel that goes out every day. That's the hero tshuva that Yid has. But sometimes Yid doesn't even feel it. He doesn't feel that kriya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling him. He just has to go there without being called. And then it'll be margish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Be'em is calling him all the time. That's the sod. That Esther went to Vashti, Esther went to Achashverosh without being called. She hasn't been called there, Shloshim Yom, she hasn't been called for a long time. That's the bechina of a Yid who hasn't been called to Rabban Shalom. He doesn't feel this iris to Rabban Shalom. He doesn't feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling him. He doesn't feel that relationship. He doesn't feel that the iskarvus. But he has to pursue anyways. He has to persevere, and he has to go for it anyways. He has to go for the avodas Hashem, even without being called to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he'll see that King Melech Malkus Shlomo will hand out the scepter for Shteitzach.
The way Ma'amim Mu'un Hashleima, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling us all the time. And Hashem wants our avodas Hashem.
And we have to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, following HaKadosh Baruch Hu blindly. Very often in life, a person knows that there's a certain right decision to make, but he starts contemplating. When a person knows he's right, you just do it. Don't put our own das into it. This is what Rabbi Shalom wants. This is a mitzvah. This is what Rabbi Shalom wants. So therefore, this is what we're doing. We don't have das b'chla. Like the Chosid Yavetz, the Heilige Bnei Soscha brings down. We've discussed it before in the Spanish Inquisition. So Bnei Soscha brings down the Chosid Yavetz rights of the women who are kelu kalei das. They don't have das. They don't have what men have. They were the first ones readily to give their lives up. The people had a lot of das, the contemplators, they fell for it and they baptized themselves. They became Christians. But the women, the kalei das, the katnas das, the ones kelu beli das, they just went there. This is what Rabbi Shalom wants. There's no das involved. Complete utter bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the darga of Oves Hein and Amarakova. They were zoicha to that darga, and that's the darga of Purim. That's the darga of Adal Yodah.